All right, let's unpack this. Today, we're doing a deep dive into something maybe a bit unexpected, but really delicious. Grilled okra with smoked paprika. We've gathered quite a bit of material articles, some research, our notes, all focusing on how to really make this combination sing.
Yeah, our goal here is basically to give you the highlights, the real need-to-know stuff, a shortcut, if you will, to getting savvy about this surprisingly interesting pairing. And what we hope you get from this deep dive isn't just, a recipe. It's more about understanding the how and why turning a simple vegetable into something special. Lots of little aha moments, hopefully.
Okay, so let's start with okra itself, sometimes called lady's finger. It's that striking green pod vegetable, hugely important in the southern US, right? A real symbol of that region's cooking. You see it all the time in gumbo, lots of fried preparations.
Definitely. And those southern roots are strong. Often it's used where its thickening quality is, well, part of the point, like in stews. But what's really fascinating is okra's ability to just soak up flavor. It's like a sponge. To really get beyond just being a thickener or, a fried thing, grilling is it's transformative. It lets the okra itself be the star.
Right, grilling. That seems to be the key move here. It brings that smoky, charred flavor. How exactly does grilling change okra so dramatically? It's not just heat, is it?
No, it's more than just taste. The real insight, I think, is how grilling tackles that slimy factor people worry about with okra, that mucilage. The high, dry heat does two things. It caramelizes the sugars, giving you that crisp outside.
Which tastes amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it also quickly denatures those mucilage proteins, so the moisture stays in the pod, making it tender instead of oozing out and getting gummy.
Yeah.
That's the aha moment, really. Grilling turns okra's biggest challenge into a textural plus.
That makes so much sense. So it's a total texture transformation, not just flavor. And I've seen grilled okra at barbecues, and people are always curious. It seems to draw them in. Why is it such a good conversation starter?
Well, first, it looks good, right? Those grill marks are really appealing. And the smell of anything grilling, especially with a bit of smoke.
Always inviting.
Yeah. But I think the main thing is the surprise factor. People maybe expect slimy, but they get crispy, tender, smoky. It changes their mind about okra. Plus, you can mention it's actually pretty healthy, packed with vitamins A and C, fiber, antioxidants. So it feels like a guilt-free treat.
Okay, so grilling unlocks the okra. But for that next level, that gourmet touch, we need the smoked paprika. This isn't your standard paprika, right? It's the secret weapon.
Not at all. And this connects to a bigger idea, really understanding where our spices come from, how they're made, their provenance. Smoked paprika. It's typically made from peppers that are dried and then smoked slowly, often over specific woods like oak, for a long time. This process infuses it with these phenolic compounds, gives it that unmistakable, deep, smoky flavor, and a really complex, almost umami quality. Regular paprika just doesn't have that.
Yeah, it's savory depth, yeah. And it works so well with the grilled okra's earthiness. But are there flavors that don't work? Things that might seem like they'd pair well, but actually clash or overpower the okra.
That's a really good point. Balance is key. Smoked paprika is great because it's strong but harmonious. You'd want to be careful with, say, really aggressive chili powders or maybe too much of a strong herb like rosemary, things that could just, bulldoze the okra's flavor. Smoked paprika plays nicely with others, though. Garlic, olive oil, a squeeze of lemon. Those complement it beautifully. Add warmth without taking over.
And when you go to buy it, there are different kinds: sweet, mild, hot.
Exactly. You've got choices. Sweet smoked paprika, sometimes called dulce, has that depth but very little heat. Great starting point. Mild or agridulce is the middle ground. Versatile, probably the most common. And then hot picante brings a noticeable kick, so you can really tailor it to your heat preference for the okra.
Got it. And applying it, just sprinkle it on. Be generous.
Oh, definitely be generous. Sprinkle it over the okra right before it hits the grill. That gives the best coverage. And you can definitely mix it up. Blend it with some garlic powder, onion powder, maybe a pinch of cayenne if you like more heat. Pro tip: let the seasoned okra sit for maybe 5 or 10 minutes before grilling. Helps the spices stick and start to meld. And don't forget storage. Keep that smoked paprika potent. Cool, dark place. Airtight container. Glass is best. It'll last a while, maybe up to 2 years, but honestly, it's most vibrant in that first year. It definitely fades over time.
Okay, so the journey starts before the grill, right?
Yeah.
At the store. Standard advice applies. Look for firm, bright green, no blemishes. But any okra-specific tips for picking the best pods for grilling?
Yeah, definitely. Beyond just looking bright green, you want pods that feel firm but have a tiny bit of give when you squeeze gently. That signals tenderness. Avoid anything rubbery or soft. And size really matters here. Smaller pods, like 2 to 4 inches. Those are the sweet spot. More tender, cook evenly. Bigger pods can work, but they tend to be woodier, might need slicing.
Right. So you get them home. How do you prep them? Just wash and trim?
Pretty much. Rinse them under cold water. Then trim just the very cap, the stem end. But, and this is important, leave the pods whole if you can. Keeping them intact helps hold in moisture and flavor during grilling. Now, if you do have those larger pods, slicing them lengthwise is a good move. More surface area for char helps them cook through.
And marinating. You mentioned olive oil, smoked paprika, salt, pepper. How long should you let it sit? Is longer always better?
For grilled okra, you don't need hours. About 30 minutes is usually plenty for the flavors to sink in, maybe up to an hour. And yeah, you can definitely jazz up that basic marinade. A squeeze of lemon juice, maybe a splash of cider vinegar adds brightness. And the olive oil is crucial, not just for flavor, but it stops the okra from sticking to the grill grates. Makes everything easier.
Okay, what about skewers? Are they necessary or just for looks? Seems like it could be fiddly.
They're actually really useful, not just aesthetics. Skewering helps everything cook more evenly because you can turn them all at once. And critically, it stops the okra from falling through the grates, which is, you know, annoying.
Definitely had that happen.
Right. So thread the whole pods onto skewers. Soak wooden ones first for like 30 minutes so they don't burn up. Lay them flat, single layer, don't crowd them. That helps air circulate. You could even alternate with chunks of bell pepper or zucchini. Looks great, tastes great.
Good idea. And the final step before cooking, the grill itself. Getting that perfect sear. What's the secret?
Preheating. Cannot stress this enough. Get that grill nice and hot, medium high, aiming for around 400 Fahrenheit or 200 Celsius. That high heat hits the okra immediately. Sears the outside, locks in moisture. That's how you get crispy outside, tender inside. No thermometer. Do the hand test. Hold your hand maybe 6 inches over the grates. If you can only stand it for 2-3 seconds, it's ready.
Okay, so outdoor grilling is classic. But what if you're stuck inside? Can a grill pan really do the job?
Oh, absolutely. A good cast iron grill pan can be a fantastic substitute. It gets screaming hot, gives you those nice grill marks. The process is similar. Preheat the pan over medium high until it's just starting to smoke a little, add a touch of oil, then lay the okra on about 5 to 7 minutes per side, turn them now and then. You get a really nice char, surprisingly close to the outdoor grill.
And understanding heat zones on the grill, direct versus indirect, how do you use those for something like okra?
Right, crucial difference. Direct heat is right over the flames. That's for searing, getting char quickly. Perfect for vegetables like okra that cook fast. Indirect heat is the cooler side of the grill, away from the main heat source. That's for gentler, slower cooking. For okra, I'd usually start over direct heat. Get that sear, those marks, for a few minutes. Then, if they need a bit longer to get tender inside without burning outside, you could slide them over to the indirect side to finish gently. Best of both worlds.
Makes sense. And keeping an eye on the time, 5 to 7 minutes per side, is a guideline, but you need to watch it, right?
Absolutely need to watch it. Vigilance is your friend. Grills vary, pods vary. Turn them periodically so they cook evenly and don't just burn on one side. If some spots are getting too dark too fast, shuffle the skewers around. You're aiming for that perfect balance, smoky char, crispness, but still tender inside.
Okay, let's circle back to the slime factor. It's the big hurdle for many people. What's the absolute fail-safe way to avoid mushy, slimy grilled okra?
It really comes down to two things we've touched on. High heat and using younger, smaller pods. That intense heat cooks the outside fast, denatures the mucilage before it gets going. Smaller pods are naturally less prone to it anyway. And don't overcrowd the grill or the pan. Give them space. If they steam instead of sear, you risk mushiness. High heat, good airflow.
Got it. And the type of grill, charcoal versus gas, does it make a huge difference for okra?
Both could give you delicious results, honestly. It's more about preference. Charcoal definitely gives you that deeper, more authentic, smoky flavor, which is fantastic with the smoked paprika, and it holds heat really steadily once it's going. Gas grills are all about convenience, right? Quick to heat up, easy temperature control, great for busy weeknights. So either works. Depends on the flavor profile you want and how much effort you're up for.
Okay, so you've grilled your perfect okra. It's amazing as a side dish, obviously. Great with BBQ chicken, ribs, fish. Goes well with rice or quinoa, too.
Yeah.
But how can we get more creative? Move beyond just putting it on the side of the plate.
Yeah, this is where it gets fun, and it raises that question. How can one ingredient really elevate a whole dish?
Yeah.
So think beyond just adding it to a salad. What about a warm grilled okra salad as the main event? Imagine tossing it with roasted corn, black beans, maybe some feta, a bright lime dressing. The smoky char is the star. Or, like, a deconstructed gumbo salad. Grilled okra, providing that crisp counterpoint to shrimp, maybe a light dressing, playing with expectations.
Ooh, I like that. And just as a snack or appetizer, with dips, creamy dips work so well, don't they? Like a cool ranch or a tangy tzatziki to contrast the smoke. Or lean into the spice. Sriracha aioli, a chipotle mayo, those would really complement the paprika. What about stir fries? Can you toss it in there? You definitely can. The trick is to add it right at the end. Just toss it in for the last minute or two, just enough to heat through and mingle flavors, but not long enough to lose its crispness or get soggy.
And don't overlook it as a topping, seriously. Chop up some grilled okra, scattered over pizza before baking, or on tacos, nachos. Adds this unexpected smoky crunch. Imagine a pizza with grilled okra, maybe some spicy sausage, goat cheese. Really elevates it.
Okay, leftovers. Assuming there are any leftovers, how do you store grilled okra so it's still good the next day?
Right, foresight is good here. Best way is an airtight container in the fridge. It'll keep for, say, up to 3 days. But the reheating is key for texture. Microwaving tends to make it soggy, unfortunately. Your best bet is to reheat it in a skillet. Medium heat, a little bit of olive oil, toss it around for 5-7 minutes until it crisps up again. That gets closest to the original texture. If you must microwave, do it on low power, short bursts, maybe with a damp paper towel over it to prevent drying out too much. The skillet is better.
And can you freeze it? If you made a huge batch, you can. Let it cool completely first. Then pack it into freezer bags, squeeze out as much air as possible. Should be good for up to 3 months. To use it, thaw it overnight in the fridge, or maybe gently defrost in the microwave. Then definitely give it a quick saute, or even pop it back on the grill briefly to revive that texture. It won't be exactly the same as fresh, but it's pretty darn good. So quite the journey for okra. From a southern staple, sometimes misunderstood, to this versatile, really flavorful, healthy star, all thanks to grilling and a dash of smoked paprika.
Yeah, and connecting it back, the bigger picture here is about potential. Realizing that even ingredients you think you know can surprise you if you try a different technique, a different angle. It's about culinary curiosity, really.
So maybe the question to leave you with is, what does this mean for your cooking? How can you take something familiar, maybe even something you thought was simple, and find a way to unlock its hidden potential? Make your everyday meals a little more extraordinary, maybe find your own aha moments in the kitchen?